Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Reddit Stories. I'm Shane, and today's theme is all about pranks and pranksters who apparently could be assholes. With me are two crazy pranksters, Tommy and Damien.
What?
That's not
Oh!
Let me do a modern YouTube prank.
Oh, pranked!
Oh my gosh, you got me!
But you're my dad!
No, I'm not! I'm a skull with blood!
How do you guys feel about pranks?
I don't really like to be pranked. I can be pranked in like a light way, but yeah. I don't like to be pranked if it's like a scare. Like, don't scare me, especially in my own home.
Mm-hmm. Oh god, yeah. I'm a very like, I like some gentle pranks, like a little bit of like, ha ha ha. And the modern day stuff is too crazy.
I think a prank, the whole point to me of a prank is to make the person you're pranking laugh.
Yes.
Like if they don't enjoy it by the end of it, then it wasn't a prank. That's not a prank, that's being mean.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
All that is.
You're just being
yeah.
ass.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I think we have some pranks probably that have gone wrong.
Mm.
Pranks that went a little too far. Poor taste. Mm. Probably a range of them. So let's just hop into it.
Let's dive in.
You want to?
I'd love to.
Okay.
First story here is from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for reading my coworker's fan fiction in front of everyone at work?
Oh, fuck.
Let's hear them out.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Was it funny? I just love when they write the title out. And if the title sounds crazy, it's like
yeah.
You know what? I'm going to stop here.
And like, they got through the whole title and were like, I need an opinion.
The shit people write out in full thinking they're justified is mind-blowing
crazy
to me.
Because yeah.
usually like when you journal or write things out, it's like, okay, I'm processing it. I now see it on paper. It's different. Am I the asshole for reading my coworker's fan fiction in front of everyone at work? I guess the title sounds bad, but please hear me out. I, a 27-year-old man, am a general manager at a fast food restaurant. Not going to say which because I don't want to get in trouble with my assistant manager, Sophie, who's 23. Me and Sophie get along pretty well. We joke, fight about stuff all the time and like to prank each other a lot. Like prank calls or making the other do fake orders or writing fake surveys about the other or splashing soda on the other. We end up working together a lot since we get a bunch of call-outs, especially at night, and Sophie likes to pick up extra hours. We've both climbed up in the couple years that we've worked there and have a good relationship. When it's dead, Sophie likes to write fan fiction on her phone, which I sometimes tease her about. A while back, I made Sophie read me a line that she was writing, and we were making jokes about it. Last week, I suddenly remembered the fan fiction again and decided to try and find it. I remembered the line she had read to me and was able to search for it online using quotation marks. I'm not going to say which show it's from because I don't want anyone to find it, but it was shocking to read.
Supernatural.
Pretty much the two characters in it worked at a fast food chain and ended up falling in love. It got pretty graphic in some parts, too. The main character was essentially a representation of Sophie, and the love interest was basically me. I mean, right down to copying conversations that we've had at work. He even had a wife that he was cheating on to be with her. I'm married, but I would never do such a thing. Anyway, a few nights ago, Sophie and the rest of the team threw a party to celebrate a couple of wins. And of course, Sophie pranked me by shoving a cupcake in my face. I remembered her fan fiction, and I thought it would be a good prank, so I pulled up the fan fiction on my phone and started to read it. When she realized what I was reading, Sophie's eyes started to tear up, which I was not expecting. The rest of the team was joking around with her, but she ran out of the party. Now she's not showing up to her shifts or answering my calls or texts. It's weird that Sophie's acting like this since she usually loves pranks and stuff, so now I'm wondering if I took it too far, but I also feel like she shouldn't have been writing those things about me and her too. Am I the asshole?
God, Jesus.
Wow. Who's cleaning that up?
I guess my initial thought is I'm like, I don't view, that's not a prank to me.
It's not, no, that's not a prank.
That's not,
but it's public shaming.
Also, a lot of the stuff they're doing isn't pranks to me.
Splashing like, soda, we looked at each other. I know it was like, oh yeah, we like splashing soda on each other.
I'm like, what?
Got you.
It's like, what?
These no, aren't pranks.
Now I'm wet.
Sprite, no.
Yeah.
That's so dumb. I mean, look, this is a classic case of people sort of like, putting two issues that are completely unrelated on the same level.
Right.
I would say he's an asshole for publicly shaming this person about their fanfic, but like the potential for her having a crush on him is also something that should be addressed later over there and yes. Doesn't justify the thing.
Yeah, I don't think she realized that he could find it or was going to find it. Because right. She only told him, he like asked her and she gave him like one quick line. Right. It is still she was, uncomfortable and weird.
Yeah.
Like if I found that out, I'd be like, hey, are you, but that's a conversation you have.
Yeah.
Right.
Not pull it up and read it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he even is acknowledging like, hey, I also feel like she shouldn't have been writing those things. It's like, okay, if you have feelings about this, don't read it in front of everyone.
Right.
The hell are you doing, man?
Yeah. You could make the argument that it's a public place that she posted this thing, but like that doesn't, you don't, it, you're still like bringing up this like
yeah.
intimate thing in front of everyone. And it's not like, hey guys, let's take a seat and listen to this art that my friend made. It's like, look at this thing. You know, it's presented it's, in a way yeah. that makes it a public shaming.
If I was like his buddy, I'd be like, what was the outcome you think was going to happen there?
Right.
Or that you wanted to happen there.
I would argue that this person, I mean, I might be grasping at straws here, but like I would argue that this person is kind of aware of what they were doing. Like I think they're clearly not mature enough to just talk it over with this person.
Right.
So if they're like, uh-oh, my coworker likes me and I'm married and I don't know if there's enough there to even bring it up, but yada, yada, yada. I know I'll make it very publicly known that this is a thing because that's what a normal person would do who didn't know they had a crush on them. And then I'm fine. That's how we deal with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't,
yeah. I'm so curious. You know, there's a lot of aspects of stories that we read where I can't relate and, like, I have such a unique experience being in this industry and doing what we do where I'm like, oh, I feel a certain way, but I wonder how others feel, where having fan fiction written about you, it's something I'm so used to. Like, we've joked about it for years now of, like, oh, people write fan fiction about us, but they are strangers who I've never met. But I'm like, if you found out, if a person working at a job found out their coworker was writing fan fiction very much about them, this is a side conversation, by the way. This is unrelated to this. But I'm just like, I'm curious what that feeling would be like. Because that's got to feel strange, right?
I think I can relate it to us a little bit with that. Because you had brought up, like, it being publicly posted. And, like, yes, you're not wrong. But I've seen things before where they're, like, where people have taken, like, okay, if you look at Damien's Instagram post from this day, and Damien's Instagram post from this day, and Damien's Instagram post from this day, and you put them all together, then I've come to a conclusion. And I'm like, damn, all of those were public photos, but, like, you've kind of dug deeper into my life by putting things together.
Right.
There's a level of, like, you're not wrong, because it's not behind a wall of any kind, but still socially it's like you've gone a little farther than you should. So maybe that's how most people would feel about fanfic like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Look, regardless, yeah, he's the asshole. The verdict is asshole. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I feel like that's pretty cut and dry. Comments here.
So here's an interesting question for you, OP. What's the prank?
Right.
What's the
exactly.
joke? What is the
right.
joke here?
What
is everyone supposed to laugh at? Oh, that's right. They're meant to laugh that Sophie is bad at doing something she works hard at. Let's all laugh at Sophie. Not something funny she did, not because of something you did to her, just at her efforts and passions. That's not a joke. That was bullying.
Yep.
You're the asshole and also delusional. If you seriously think that setting and rehashing real conversations means she's using a character as a proxy for you, as opposed to just using what she knows as part of her writing. Also, Sophie isn't a coworker, she's a subordinate. Big, you're the asshole.
Oh,
Those are really valid points.
Not only is Sophie the subordinate, they are the manager and assistant manager for everyone else at the party, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So they're the bosses
that's
together.
So true.
So
that
now
so much more
your
weight.
Bosses are like in a weird thing. Like yeah.
That's something that
how's Sophie supposed to be like in a position of power with everybody laughing at her?
Right.
Oh no.
Yeah, that totally flew over my head. And now
same.
Thinking about it, it's like that adds that adds not only a layer of you're the asshole, I'm like, what is the ramifications of that? Like, could
right.
she like I don't know that,
probably.
That this
sue
feels,
or something?
This now feels like harassment, and mm-hmm. you could argue based on the contents of it that he's revealing of like, I'm curious. I'm so curious.
Yeah, this starts to get into HR territory.
If she brought that
yeah.
to HR or a lawyer, what is that?
Right.
I don't know.
A payday is what I'm saying.
get that woo! Check, Sophie.
Secure the bag, Sophie.
There's also, yeah, like he's 27, she's 23. I mean,
babies.
It's just enough that it's like, that's a lot. Someone else said, you're the asshole. That wasn't a prank. You intentionally embarrassed her in front of people. A prank is something silly when you both laugh together. This was mean-spirited, and it humiliated her. You should apologize. He should more than apologize. He needs to, like, really...
Cut off his ear and mail it to her. Just Van Gogh it.
Should Van Gogh it. Now, that's art.
You got to do it.
Update.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for reading and giving your honest feedback. It's been a couple of weeks since I first posted that day, and I want to let you know that I read most of your comments and had a hard time accepting that I'm the asshole. However, after reading and rereading and remembering the situation, I feel that your votes are fair. A lot of you advised that I leave Sophie alone, which I did, but what surprised me is that she actually came into work for her next scheduled shift after that post went up. I was intending on leaving her alone, but she approached me first, so we sat in the back room and had a discussion. I was ready for her to hand in her resignation or talk about this to higher ups, as some of you had said, but instead she apologized to me. She said that she was sorry for writing fan fiction at work and for including personal stories. She admitted that the character was about me after all. After reading all of your comments, I was beginning to think that our time together was just inspiration, but she ended up confessing to me. I told Sophie that she had no reason to be sorry and that I had to be responsible for my actions. I acted inappropriately with her at work and allowed these feelings to develop instead of setting boundaries. I also humiliated her and read her diary in front of the whole class, and I apologized. She actually ended up laughing about it, but I do admit that it felt kind of like she was taking the higher ground and trying not to seem that hurt by it. I asked her if she wanted to transfer to a different location, and she said no. She also said she wasn't looking for a new job. I had a separate talk with the rest of the team about what happened, and she joked around with them. Sophie's maturity taught me a lot about myself and things I need to work on. So that's what I've been doing. She and the rest of the team still like to do pranks, but I stay out of it now. As a manager, I've got to be in control and focus on the success of the restaurant. Sophie and I are on good terms again, but we've established clear boundaries, and it seems that she's starting to move on. Thank you all again for helping me realize that I'm the asshole.
Well, okay. Take it? I mean, good for Sophie, you know, obviously being like the more mature person, but like also like, why are you, I don't know. That's.
Yeah, she didn't have to apologize.
Right.
I don't think so.
No.
Not in that case.
No.
It was another situation of like, he did a wrong thing and completely unrelated to that, she's like, also I wrote this about us. So like, that's a separate issue.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, who knows? This is all from his perspective, but he seems to be pretty cut and dry about like, yeah, I should have been establishing boundaries. I will, you know, drop them now. Who knows if he was feeding into it? That's not really my job to read into, but like, poor thing having to continue on at work, but I'm glad they addressed it and hopefully it's appropriate now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, fascinating. All right.
Also, that is a young store, whatever it is, where the person most senior is 27.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a Chipotle.
Or like a Jimmy John's.
When
I worked at Jimmy John's, it was
Jimmy
like,
John's.
Everyone was under 30.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, next story.
This comes from relationship advice.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
It's all set.
All right, let's do this. Just found out that my fiance keeps a shrine dedicated to me and has collected a used condom of mine.
Cool.
Honestly, love that. Love that.
Sick as hell. Kind of a slay.
That's commitment.
found out my fiance loves
me.
Loves me? I think my fiance loves me too much.
Just like stewing over here, like, oh yeah, tell me about it.
She needs to back off a little bit. Let's see. My fiance, a 32-year-old woman, and I, a 23-year-old man, are in the process of moving in together. I have been helping her move her stuff from her apartment, but have just found something peculiar in the midst of it. Moving through the stuff in her closet, I have found out that she has a shrine dedicated to me. It was in a treasure chest of sorts, and at first I thought nothing of it because it just contained pictures of us. But upon further inspection, I have found out that she has been collecting personal belongings of mine. I have found my underwear, my toothbrush, and an actual used condom of mine. The other belongings didn't disturb me as much, but I think the condom takes the cake. I would like to talk about this with my fiance, but I have no idea how to bring it up. Update, 4 days later.
Yeah, going right into the update, okay. Damn.
Yeah, that's just this one's a little different. This morning, my fiance surprised me for Valentine's Day. She brought over a cookie cake and the icing read, "Nice reaction, sucker, XOXO." She then started to laugh profusely and get red like a spawn of Satan before telling me the truth. Basically, the whole shrine and condom thing was a prank she had been planning ever since we decided to move. She even put a hidden camera phone charger in her room to get my reaction. I've just seen the footage, and I look like a buffoon in headlights. I told her that I even posted on Reddit to get advice on the matter, and she started to laugh like a maniac again. She sounds like a hyena, I swear. Glad my fiance isn't crazy, but I hope our future kids don't have her sick sense of humor.
Was the condom real?
I think all of it was real, but it was a prank.
Right.
What? No, I need answers on that. I don't think we have answers on that. There's just some comments here. Plot twist, OP is dead. Fiance took control of his account and is tying loose ends. Someone said, glad my fiance isn't crazy. She just planted a fake shrine. Where did she get all the stuff? Recorded your reaction and laughed like a maniac? Yeah, definitely not crazy. And then lastly, honestly, pranks have limits. I don't know how you are comfortable with this, but to each their own, I guess. Best to set some boundaries. However, if you find it funny, it's fine, I guess. Both y'all just be careful and remain safe in the future. Yeah, they never,
right.
He never specified, like, oh, actually.
And I loved it.
No, if he wrote the first post, like, there's a used condom in there, it's like, yeah, he knew it was a used condom, like, or else she's impressive for faking that so well. She's like, don't worry, no, it was someone else's cum. Don't worry, it wasn't.
Oh,
yours.
My God.
I guess, yeah, like, if he thought it was funny, I guess there's no harm. It's just, like, it's like a 13 out of 10. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, whoa.
If people are cool with that with each other, if that's their level, like that comment says, cool. I think for me, it would be a lot. I think being recorded without knowing it and just that level of, if the condom's real, I'd be like, hey, either version of this is the same now. Like,
right. Regardless, you have a used condom
in
here. You
did the thing. It's the same thing where it's like, I punched you as a joke. It's like, no, you punched me, and your reasoning doesn't really matter. It's like, right. You still had a thing to me. I will say, if it's in a treasure chest, not really a shrine. You're going to need like an altar, some candles.
Right.
I'm talking Helga Pataki situation.
Right.
And this is a memory box.
This is a memory box. Thank you. Yeah, And it is also evidence. I will also say, like, yes, if he's fine with it, sure. And like theoretically, if you think about like where you'd get all these things, you print out photos and like a condom and some underwear, frankly, could be gotten in the same night if she had the idea in that moment to be like, oh, I'm going to snag his underwear, and whatever. Point is, like, he went on Reddit to ask for advice. This doesn't seem like it's par for the course. And also in his descriptions from her, it's like, it's not even like, I love her, you know, wacky personality. It's like, she turned red like a demon, like Beelzebub himself, the crimson of her skin, and laughed like a hyena, like jackals in the night. I hope our children aren't like her. So everything turned out okay. And I'm like,
and we're getting married.
Yeah.
Maybe he got a nice little insight into a new part of her that he hasn't seen yet.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's just a lot. Yeah. And putting myself in that situation of his shoes, I think I'd be like, okay, all right. But no other updates, so I have no idea what occurred. I like how all the advice that he's put it on relationship, but all the advice is just like, what?
Everyone's like, whoa.
Oh, she got you with the old condom box, huh? Yeah.
Okay.
I remember my first relationship.
Theory, what if the box was real and she's just playing it off? But she was recording
camera.
She was recording him. And she showed him his reaction. So she filmed it just to show him his reaction.
The cake.
He didn't need
to. You know what?
No, you know what? The cake is also insane.
That's also insane, because you could be like, oh, can I show you this funny video I saw today? It's your reaction. I was aware. So much easier than cookie cake, and I love cookie cake.
It's just a whole lot.
It's a lot.
All of it's a lot.
Love to the bride and groom.
I do feel like if she was trying to tie up loose ends, she'd be like, well, it's great. Can't wait. I'm actually got a job offer in Peru, and I will be going, and I won't have internet. So goodbye. Thank you, relationship advice.
Now.
Like, yeah, I'm leaving now. Goodbye. And then,
but I'm taking the condom. And
yeah.
She runs away.
That's where I left that. I will say, yeah, he was done with it.
I wouldn't be surprised at this
right?
point.
Right? No, yeah.
All right. Moving on. Our next story, we're back at Am I the Asshole?
Cool.
Welcome home.
Am I the asshole for walking out over a chair?
He's like,
my grandma's sitting there.
We had to condense this one for time.
Wow.
So
okay.
We had to trim some of it.
All right, yeah, let me.
Let's get comfy.
Hopefully no important details, but we're good at that. Okay, hear me out. For as long as I can remember in my family, almost any time I got up from my seat, someone would take it to either be funny or to claim it as if no one was using it. And as a teenager, it literally got to the point I bought my own folding chair so I could pick it up and carry it with me. If I left it where it was, someone would take it. Then they would get mad when I wanted it back. As an example, on a holiday last year, I got up from my chair for a moment to help with something and came back to find a kid in it. And then the family berated me for wanting the kid to move. But I tell them that when a man owns and brings his own chair, they expect to be able to use it. I own a very nice folding chair that's comfortable and easily portable, and I pretty much bring it to any family events because people are always scrambling for chairs. Well, the other day I went to a birthday party for my nephew, and like always, I brought my own chair. But at some point, I had to use the bathroom. When I came back, my chair was gone, and everyone acted like they didn't know where it was. I said they had 1 minute to return it or I was leaving. They laughed at first, but then realized I was serious as I started going for the door. Everybody told me just to calm down, and it was just a joke. I said, I don't care if they think I'm a stick in the mud. I wouldn't be bringing my own chair all the time if other people weren't always taking my seat when I get up. I don't think it's funny. I never did. My brother-in-law then pulled the chair out of where he'd hidden it, and when I got it back, one of the legs was bent. I said it was not like this before, and how could he possibly have done this to a metal chair? He said he could fix it and tried to unbend it, but only made it worse. The chair is pretty much unusable now because the leg is warped, and I don't want to risk putting weight on it. I told my brother-in-law he owes me $50 for the chair because that's what I paid for it 2 years ago. He got mad and kept saying it was just a stupid chair. I said it was my stupid chair, and this wouldn't have happened if he wasn't so immature and that he and everyone else had to mess with me for years about where I sit. Then I took my now messed up chair and walked out. My family has been blowing my phone up saying that it's just a chair and to let it go, but I still want my brother to pay me back for it. Am I the asshole? Update. Last night, I sent a mass text out to my family that I will not be going to any family function, no matter how important it is, until they make this right by promising not to screw with me anymore and repay me for the chair. They've mostly gone quiet now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Whoa. Take the chair with you to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like this is not about the chair.
No,
I was gonna say that.
It's very clearly not about the chair.
It's like, it's I don't, you know, who's to say, but maybe it's like he doesn't feel like he has a place, you know, like that he's like seen or like it feels important to his family or something. And then it ends up being about this chair. Also, like, maybe like the household should invest in like some more chairs.
It just sounds like it's a household that's not very like considerate.
Yeah.
Like, he just feels so, like, nobody's ever going to be polite. No one's really respecting you or your space.
Right.
And it just boils over into this
little thing.
Like, this is a microcosm of larger things.
Right.
I hate this so much.
Yeah.
This is, like, this is the biggest kind of trigger for, like, the way my mind works. Because I know that, like, I can be a little bit of, like, a stickler for certain things. Where, like, if I have a certain spot that I'm sitting and I get up for a second and someone comes back and I get it, like, I have to mentally be like, you know what? You got up. It's how it goes. You're going to find another seat. But it doesn't feel right to me. Something about, like, my social anxiety is like, all right, this is tough, but I'm not going to make it someone else's problem. I'm going to find another spot. That's okay. It's weird that they sat there where my stuff was there. That's okay. But then when, like, I find out people are doing stuff like that on purpose to mess with me, I'm like, that sucks. Because my mind is weird, and I have to deal with it all the time. And now I, like, learn that you're doing that. Like, people, I'm sensitive to noise. I have some, like, sensory processing stuff. And I've had situations where I found out people were making specific noises to, like, mess with me, whereas before I was having, like, a mental battle to be like, I'm okay. So I was like, that sucks. And, like, to grow up in the environment where you never feel safe, again, it's not about the chair. It's like, always be on your toes, literally, because you can't feel safe or, like, you have a place in this home.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's, like, very clearly, like, the brother-in-law knew he wouldn't find this funny. Like, they knew it was, they had to have known by that at this point, because it seems like it's been a years-long thing, that it's something that bothers him so much that he brings his own chair places.
Right.
So by taking the chair and hiding it, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I want to piss him off. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm being funny, I'm not pranking, I want to piss him off.
Yep.
That's what you want. You want to upset him.
Yep. Yeah, so there's no right answer for the brother.
And you succeeded.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, man, you got what you wanted. It's like, and they're all being like, hey, you're being a stickler for over a chair. It's like, they're being a stickler over $50.
Yes.
It's like,
right.
You did fuck up his chair in the process of trying to piss him off.
Even if you just messed up his chair and you weren't doing a prank,
you
could be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Here's $50.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like here at Smosh, we are pretty good. Like, we're the types to be like, oh, is anyone sitting here?
Right.
Well, I want to make sure I'm not taking someone's chair. Like, we're very considerate over that.
Oh, we have chairs in spades.
There's we have a lot of chairs.
But, like, if this person so badly didn't want to be, like, a little stick in the mud for their family, that they bought a chair to bring with them, which is, for the record, insane.
Right.
But, like, they're accommodating their family's thing.
Right. It's what they need to do.
It's what they need to do.
I just don't understand. I'd never be able to comprehend desiring to piss someone off.
Right.
I never understand it, especially at family events where it's like, but I'm also in my family, I am, and there's a lot of us in my family of like, I'm like more of a peacekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like, hey, like keep things mellow, like how can we keep things chill? And so the idea of wanting to like boil shit up at a family event, crazy
opposite
thought.
Opposite of my goal,
same.
Crazy thought.
Hope everything's fine this time. Like,
Verdict was not the asshole.
Right.
Comments, they bully you for years, constantly conspire as a group to prevent you from sitting, hide and break your property, and insult and gaslight you when you attempt to set the smallest boundary. Am I missing anything? I would suggest not attending these get-togethers anymore. They can play musical chairs without you. Seriously, what do you actually get out of going to these things that are worth putting up with the bullying, not the asshole? Someone else said, definitely not the asshole. What your brother did is rude, and he ruined your chair. That you have to bring because of how inconsiderate and rude everyone is all the time. I'd see these people as little as possible. Someone said, not the asshole. Your family has zero respect for you. I would go low/no contact. If there are other issues with your family, please get counseling to work through it. Yeah. Update.
Oh.
I wasn't going to come back here again. To be honest, I'd completely forgotten I made this account. I was listening to Reddit videos on YouTube a couple weeks ago when I suddenly heard my old Am I the Asshole post, so I thought I'd give an update. I wonder whose Reddit videos.
Morgan. I don't think other people do that.
No, we're the only one.
We're the first and the only.
Well, things escalated a lot after I made that post because I sent it to my parents and other family members after a little while. They were furious with me at first. Some even mocked me saying things like, oh, watch what you say or do around OP. He might just post about it on Reddit. But when they actually read the comments on my post when I made them, they became mortified. My brother-in-law did agree to pay for a new chair and gave me the money I asked for. I bought a better folding chair than my last one and resumed going to family functions. My parents had stopped thinking the chair thing was funny and even scolded a kid for taking
taking my seat when I got up to use the bathroom. The only problem is that this kid was my nephew, and he started crying when they made him get up. My brother-in-law came to his rescue, and my nephew ended up blurting out that his dad told him he could do it. When I was out of the bathroom, there was a big fight about it going on. Several family members, including my sister and brother-in-law, were all yelling that it was just a damn chair and I shouldn't be so butthurt about it. My parents demanded to know why they were so butthurt about not being allowed to screw with me anymore. Like, what was their motivation after doing it for so long? It made no sense and wasn't funny anymore. That's when I intervened. I told them none of this crap would have ever happened if they hadn't been so intent on messing with me when there really was no point to it. And if they still thought they were in the right about the situation, then they were just bullies, plain and simple. My brother-in-law raged, grabbed my new chair, and hurled it through the living room bay window. There was a bit of a pause before he realized what he'd just done. Then he took off in his car and left my sister and nephew there. My parents got my sister to call him, and over the phone they threatened to go to the police if he didn't pay for the damages. Brother-in-law yelled a few F-bombs until my sister took the phone back, and she said that he can either make things right or she'll divorce him. Well, that did the trick because he came back looking like a kicked puppy with his head hanging low. He apologized to me and my parents without even looking at us, said he'd pay for the new bay window, and left again. My new chair was just fine. It took being hurled through a bay window like a champ. There was hardly a scratch on it. My brother hired a window company to come and replace the window. It took some time, but they got a new window installed. My family was still divided about the situation for a while, mainly brother-in-law's parents, my uncle, and a couple cousins. They blamed me and called me obnoxious for insisting on bringing my own chair and refusing to let anyone else use it.
Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands. From June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I compromised. I said that if I had a good designated seat that no one will try to take away, I'll leave my chair in my car. It took two more family barbecues before they finally agreed to this. Since then, I've left the chair in my car unless there really wasn't enough seating, and that's only happened once since. Brother-in-law hasn't caused any more trouble, but for several family functions, a number of people didn't bother to show up. My mother was broken up about it because she loves hosting parties. It took months, but everything more or less normalized again. Now pranks are just over. They don't want any more. I'm fine with that. But the last few family functions have been a bit dull. I think they were so used to how things were that now they're trying to find other ways to amuse themselves.
Wow.
So their favorite activity at every gathering was just bullying this one kid. Because it doesn't sound like the pranks happened to anybody
stealing
else.
Stealing his chairs.
Yeah, because he, again, to your point, he was pissed off. Like, this is sick.
I don't know anything about this guy. I don't know his age. I don't know, like, where, like, in relation to all the family, what like, part he plays in the whole family, you know? But it just, this family's nuts.
Yeah.
And the start of it, I was kind of like, this is all weird. Yeah. The brother-in-law then throwing a chair through a window.
Yes.
Took it to a whole new level.
It's like, that's how angry you're getting about
all
this? It's
like, good God, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good chair, though.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great chair. That also sounds like it's a lot of family functions.
Yeah, how,
a lot of
mom's addicted.
Yeah,
to throwing these parties.
But if their main activity is messing with this kid, it's like,
yeah, you would be bringing your own chair. You would be going crazy.
Well, that's it. Moving on.
I'm excited to hear about a prank at some point.
I know these have so far been just bullying.
My cousin hit me with a bat in my knees, but I think he was goofing. Like, am I a jerk for hobbling to the hospital?
This next story comes from a subreddit we've never covered before.
Ooh.
Beyond the Bump.
Cocaine?
So I'm assuming this is a subreddit related to pregnancy.
Okay.
I am seriously contemplating divorcing my husband over a prank.
He threw the baby through a window.
Oh, no. He didn't throw a window through a baby.
Oh, no.
No. I'm sorry it's a long vent, but I honestly feel so much rage. My husband and I are both 32 years old with a six-week-old baby. We have been together for 7 years. Pranking each other has been something we do, especially early in our relationship, as a bit of fun. He has been known to take them too far at times, and I don't know what to think. Since I've been home with the baby, he has continued playing pranks, and my tolerance is very low between sleepless nights and all the hormones. I find myself absolutely raging at him for these pranks. He tells me I'm being too serious, I'm no fun, and I am, and I quote, a chronic overreactor, whatever that is.
Sorry, that just came out.
Three pranks in particular have angered me to the point of tears, raging out, and now I am contemplating divorce. Prank one was making coffees for our guests with my breast milk.
Oh my God!
That's prank one?
I love looking out of the room. Marcus is on the far other corner at a table, and I look at him, he's just like this,
Ian just enters from off, he's like, whoa, you can do that?
Ian's like, not the asshole, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, that's a gift.
Incredible person. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Prank one was making coffees for our guests with my breast milk. I am having trouble pumping, so I don't have much stored away. I was so angry and embarrassed. I'm sorry, okay, we need to, I hope she covers more of that, because that's, several people were not consenting to that prank. Prank two was pretending to have cut his fingers off in the garden. He dragged it out for ages and splattered fake blood around, not just a quick little joke. And lastly, prank three, which happened today and I feel is my final straw. Last night, I was hinting about breakfast in bed, so this morning he brought me coffee, toast, and some chocolates. What I assumed was peanut butter on my toast was in fact our baby's poop. And as I have severe sinus issues, I didn't realize and took a small bite and I spat it out straight away. He laughed hysterically and I told him to get out. He later messaged me and said all his workmates thought it was hilarious, which is just embarrassing on top of it all. I am just so angry, hurt, and sad, but also I don't feel like myself yet after having my baby, so I don't know. Am I overreacting? Would you consider these pranks way too far? They aren't the only ones, the ones that have caused massive fights. He also has set off alarms while I'm sleeping when I'm sleep deprived as it is, etc. This fits so into the meme that I say where it's like women posting about their partners being like, am I overreacting? He lit our house on fire while I was inside.
That's crazy.
This is literally like,
oh my God.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm still, okay, look, it somehow got worse, but I want to know, he used her breast milk and gave her breast milk to guests.
How is this not the first Reddit story that you've had on this show that was about feeding someone else your breast milk? Why do people do that? You can't do that. You can't.
No, that's unbelievable. All of that is unbelievable.
And she didn't have a lot of breast milk either. She said that she was
like,
running
she's
low.
She's like, I am having a hard time pumping. I'm also sleep deprived and he's waking me up. It's like,
who is this guy? What is he doing?
Okay, I think the lesson here is don't have a baby with Mr. Bean.
Hey, Rowan Atkinson is a treasure.
No, even Mr. Bean would be like, whoa, what are you doing? This is sadistic. I'm like, what I'm also fascinated by is like, I obviously don't have a kid. I don't, but I've only heard stories. They have a six-week-old baby, and this guy has the energy to be doing this crazy shit.
Well, he's not helping out.
No, he's not doing shit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, the fuck?
Why are you pranking a new mom? Like, there's a lot to do.
This is the last person in the world, like,
yes,
I'd prank.
A prank would be, actually, that's not our kid's shit. It is peanut butter, but I told you it was shit. And it's like, oh,
even maybe,
you know what
much.
I mean? But
yeah,
it's like,
but like, yeah,
I know, but it's just like, not it's actual it. Shit.
Feeding
That's
her,
crazy.
Feeding her, you poisoned your wife. She's sleep deprived. Like this is a prison where you're
this
being
is
tortured.
A prison.
Is yes.
Oh,
and I'm assuming the baby prison. Isn't like, hey, you've had some rough nights, and I know he's been waking you up. I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna chill out. Yeah.
No, alarm and baby screams.
No, squirt,
baby toots.
Squirm. Yeah.
The comments here are as we'd expect. These aren't pranks. These are abuse and giving your guests. Breast milk? What on earth made him think they'd be okay with it? And shit on toast? What the actual fuck? That is not okay, ever. I'd be divorcing him if I were you. That is beyond messed up. And then telling his coworkers? God, if I had a coworker say they did that to their wife, I'd be absolutely disgusted and horrified for their wife. Someone else said, no, you are not overreacting. That is psychological abuse. Get yourself and your child out of that situation. Your husband fed you shit, then laughed at you. That is not the story you want for yourself. Someone else said, what the fuck? Is this real? This can't be real. No grown-ass 32-year-old man would think that's funny and appropriate. Why are you with him? Jesus, that's not a prank. That's assault. Tricking someone into eating something, especially human secretions and waste, is a felony. OP said, I am in Australia, so I will look into the law here, but I doubt anything will be done in a legal sense.
There's no overreacting. It's reacting. She is reacting to this stuff.
Right.
If someone's saying constantly that you are overreacting, something's not being addressed.
No, I think she's, I almost think she's underreacting.
The fact that she's not 50 miles away in a car, like, calling for help, like...
The fact that she was able to write, like, yeah, he gave our guests my breast milk, and then, like, moved on to other parts
things.
Of the story, I'm like, what? Update.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a very brief chat with him. He came home, I was in the master bedroom with the baby and told him to go away, so he sat in the living room, ordered himself KFC delivery, and gamed. I went down and flatly said, on what planet was what you did this morning appropriate? He straight out said, you should have seen the look on your face, and began hysterically laughing again. I kept my cool and said he wasn't welcome in the bedroom tonight. I am going to go to my sister's for a stay. I don't know any further plans at this time. It has been a long 6 weeks, and if anything, for the next week, I want to catch up on some sleep and be able to enjoy my baby. Update number two.
Okay.
Please be safe.
My husband is now giving me the silent treatment and acting annoyed at me, which I've come to realize is what he does if things don't go his way. He will sulk about things until I give in. I've had a lot of time to read replies, and I really look back on a lot of things and realize that he uses pranks and jokes as a way to be horrible to people and gain attention. His parents think it's funny and that he is a hilarious goofball, when in reality, he isn't. I look back, and so many pranks have been so awful and mean. Even in 2018, he gave a friend a marijuana gummy before a flight from San Francisco to Australia, and his friend had a panic attack in the bathroom on the plane, and he still laughs about it and thinks it is one of his greatest tricks. He has accidentally let my pet Budgie out that I had prior to when we met, but now I look back and it was most certainly on purpose, as he doesn't like animals and always said birds were dirty animals. What I have really noticed looking back is not just the pranks, but he has zero care if someone is worried or upset about a prank. It in fact eggs him on more and more, and he goes to great lengths to trick people into a state of upset, then will laugh and laugh and brag about it, which just leads me to think he has no empathy for another human being. Ultimately, I have lost trust in him. Even if he says no pranks again, I will not believe him, as he has said that before, then planned on elaborate month-long prank. I don't want him pranking my baby. He constantly tags me in pranks on Facebook involving kids, and he will 100% do it, as some I've said are not cool, and he said it's character building. He has no respect in reality, and even the stupid things he does, like leaving his own poop in the toilet for me to find, or waking the baby, or wetting the car seat before I hop in, are just blatant displays of disrespect. My sister is on her way to pick me up, and I'm going to have a week away and most likely get legal advice regarding separation. Today's Reddit Stories is brought to you by DoorDash. Guys, the scariest part of summer isn't the sunburn. It's the spending. There are the last-minute road trips, pricey snack hauls, and endless sunscreen restocks, you name it. And after all of that, your wallet will definitely be feeling the heat. Cool it down with DoorDash and save big on your seasonal must-haves during Summer of Dash Pass. Summer of Dash Pass is back from June 26th through July 30th, and it's packed with deals on everything you're already ordering. Local eats, groceries, stuff from your favorite stores, and more. Keep on saving with $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible orders. DoorDash helps me order last-minute ingredients when I'm making food for summer, barbecues, etc. It's awesome. Order on DoorDash and save big during Summer of Dash Pass. Sign up today. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Check daily for massive summer savings on restaurants, groceries, and brands from June 26th through July 30th. Sign up for Dash Pass now if you aren't already a member and enjoy a summer full of savings. Dash Pass benefits apply only to eligible orders. Terms apply. Back to the show.
Period.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, the emotional manipulation there is insane. Like, I feel like this term is overused. Maybe it's not the right term, but I'm like, this might be a psychopath. Like, yeah. He's constantly poisoning people. Shit, breast milk, weed gummies, none of these things are consented to. He's laughing about it and then manipulating their emotions afterwards. That kid is not safe. And I pray that, like, she has full custody.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly a trait because he clearly, like, the severe lack of empathy that he finds, you know, people's negative emotions funny, that I'm like, you don't, when someone's in a state of distress, especially your wife who has a 6-year-old baby, you'd feel zero care.
Right.
Zero, and feel zero remorse. You're immediately just upset and like, fine. The like nonchalant, let's just be like, well, I'm gonna order KFC and game then if you're upset. It's like, so.
You don't care at all?
No, it seems true. It seems like the pranks are a, as we were saying earlier, it's like, this is sadistic. Like, these are a guise for him to kind of like have fun with people and like get his enjoyment out of hurting people.
Yeah. Scary, scary stuff.
Very scary.
No, I mean, cause you know, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not an expert, but you know, we think of psychopaths as like killing people and stuff. And it's like, what I think it often comes out as, like, those types of traits are like, probably more like this, you know, more day to day. But I'm not an expert on that. I mean, look, there's no diagnosis that's necessary. This guy's awful.
Right. He's been diagnosed as awful.
I can kind of relate to this in a way because I think people will be able to guess it. I worked with an actor who on set was like, it was often in the guise of like, oh, I'm being silly, I'm being goofy, and I'm like saying jokes and stuff. But it's like, or are you kind of abusing the crew and abusing your castmates and like making shit so hard for others and you think it's funny, but it's really a power trip.
Yeah.
And it's really just a way of kind of like putting people down.
Right.
This is crazy. That might be true. Like, we've read a lot of really scary people. That might be, he could be the worst guy.
He sounds like the scariest person.
It's terrifying, yeah.
No, truly awful.
Like, he's waking the baby as, like, one of his pranks. I'm like, you have no instinct for this creature that you need to take care of.
Waking a 6-year-old baby, like I said, I don't have a baby. Yeah. But that seems crazy and awful to me. I'm glad she's getting out of there. She's getting her baby out of that situation. I hope there's legal recourse against him because a lot of that stuff feels like there is.
Right.
She listed several, like, to me,
crimes.
I hope are crimes.
Yeah.
And then like was like, oh, and he also did all these other things. Like, some of those are also, I'm pretty sure, crimes.
Mm-hmm. My hope is also that like the sister was just being overly polite before. The second she's like, do you think Dave is actually kind of bad? She goes like, oh my God, thank you. Yes, Dave sucks. Everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And like, I'm hoping the family is there to just be like, oh, yes, get out of here.
Embrace and support, yeah.
Oh my God.
Good for her getting out of that.
Oh,
I'm excited to hear one of these with pranks.
Yeah.
Right.
We've still yet to have an actual prank here.
I'm curious, what do y'all consider pranks? Because I do feel like in the past, like, at least for as long as the internet's been a thing, pranks aren't a thing anymore. Like, it used to be like, oh, I bought fake throw up on the ground and you thought it was throw up and you had to clean it up and it was plastic. Tee. Like,
right. Yeah. That's what I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a prank, pranks, I think need to be, I like positive pranks.
Right.
I don't like when a prank is like, oh my God, this is horrible. Oh, okay, it's not horrible. I don't know, it's like, or like,
haha, you thought I was dead.
Any sort of discomfort or any sort of like, I don't know, I'm not a fan of it. I think a prank ultimately, I don't really prank people.
I know that sounds a little hypocritical. I don't really like to prank people on like a day-to-day basis, unless there's some way of it's like, the only type of prank I would do is like if I'm giving someone a gift and there's some way to like psych them out and then it's like, oh, but here's a better thing. But like, right. I don't have an example of that in my head.
I think like I'm probably a little biased against it because I did have like a situation when I was like really, really young that my uncle like freaked me out with a prank because he did this like sleight of hand thing and I thought he literally took my nose from my face and I was like, oh my God. And he's like, I have this now. And then he gave it back and I was like, okay.
That was really funny.
That's how you know it's funny is when someone goes like, that was funny.
That was funny.
This next story comes from the Too Hot Takes subreddit, ooh, another Reddit YouTube show. Our friend Morgan, who was our guest here, I guested on her podcast. Great show. And their subreddit is very active. And for the longest time, we've always avoided using any posts from them. But when Morgan came on, I was like, oh, yeah, we avoid using your posts. She's like, oh, yeah, go ahead. And I was like, oh, cool.
All okay. Right.
So not too often. This is our first time doing that.
Thanks, Dr. Morgan.
They do have a lot of great posts on there. And so this one comes from Too Hot Takes. Am I the asshole for telling my mother a lie my twin and I told as kids? It ruined our relationships.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right. I, a 28-year-old woman, Rachel, seem to have made a pretty big mistake. My father is sick, and I recently have been trying to reconnect with my family. For my father's birthday, I agreed to see my twin sister for dinner for the first time in 7 years. I guess I was never special enough for her because the day she moved out, she cut all contact with me. This really hurt, and I haven't been interested in seeing her until our father asked a week ago. My mom and I have never been very close, but something in her opened up when we were at dinner, and she was laughing with me, telling stories. We had a few glasses of wine, and I made the wrong judgment call that enough time had passed to now tell her this story in a lighthearted manner. We moved to a new school when we were starting grade 3. My twin sister, Sandra, also 28, had come up with this so funny prank that we were going to pull on all of our classmates. She told me that we were no longer going to tell people that we were twins. We were going to tell them that we were triplets. We were going to pretend that we had another triplet at home that we were not supposed to talk about. She was always more liked than I was, and I was trying to make some friends this year, so I obliged. We started telling every kid that we were triplets, but our sister was so hideous that our parents had decided to keep her locked in the basement and made us pretend like she wasn't there. We got creative with it. We smudged muddy handprints on paper and claimed they were hers. We drew pictures of all three of us and showed it to our friends. I have no idea what possessed her to come up with this or what made me think it was a good idea, but about 2 weeks into grade 3, social services showed up at our house along with two officers. They arrived when our grandparents were over. They did an entire investigation, but the details I don't fully remember. I do remember being questioned by a kind lady in a really big blue jacket, but not much else. I remember my sister glaring daggers at me. We both refused to admit anything, and it was chalked up to our classmates making things up. A lot is blurry. There was an assembly at school about the importance of lying, and we never had our grandparents over again. I suppose our family became an embarrassment in our community and church because of the scene we had made. We must have convinced our mother that the lie had nothing to do with us because when I told her last night at dinner, I half expected her to laugh and admit that she knew all along. Instead, she stood up, swung her hand back, and slapped me hard. She yelled at me about how I had destroyed our family name and brought embarrassment to us. She screamed at me to get out of the house, but she also screamed at my sister, Sandra. My mother told us that we were not invited back, especially in a time when our father is so sick. I feel terrible, but it was my sister's childhood lie. How horrible could it really be? Should our mother really not let us come back to see our father before he passes? I don't think my sister will ever look at me again. And now I'm wondering, am I the asshole or is my family overreacting?
Whoa again.
Yeah, whoa, holy shit.
They were in third grade, right?
Yeah, it's, for me, this is like not as cut and dry because like they're 9 years old. Like they're gonna do silly things. It's sad, but like they're nine.
But clearly it had a huge effect on things. Like, we, you know, she's saying a lot is blurry. We don't know what that situation cost the parents and socially, right, and all that stuff. Don't slap your anybody.
Yeah.
But like, damn, this is just sad.
This is just a weird one. There's no verdict on it, and I wonder if a lot of the comments were like, what's happening here?
Right.
Such a unique story. I'm just kind of confused. Like, I'm like, what's going on here? So social services, how did they come to suspect that there really was a kid?
I'm sure, like, someone told, like, a teacher, and then the teacher called, and then so they showed up and then found nothing. But I'm guessing during all that, the community thought that the parents were, we don't know what happened to the parents that would make her want to slap her kid,
her
adult kid.
The grandparents never came back.
That's weird to me, too.
Like, I'm just like, wait, but like, did everyone believe that there was actually a triplet?
I mean, who's to say, here's the thing. She's not close with her mom. She doesn't speak with her twin sister. I know everybody's story is different, but like, twins tend to be pretty in contact.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah. Just from who I've known and what I've seen. So, like, there could have been something that was an issue. Social services could have found a problem or made something known that was embarrassing to the parents, even if it wasn't a crime. Like, again, we don't know what this cost the family, but you can't really blame these 9-year-old kids.
Right.
Yeah, they were 9. I do think she is... It is interesting because she's sitting here being like, well, it was my sister's lie. It's like, well, you both... did it. Like,
right.
She came up with it, but you both did it, right? I mean, right. I don't...
But they were both
9.
Both 9 years old. Like,
right.
Yeah.
I guess it's in third grade, right? You're 8 or 9.
I don't know.
Now, I think she's asked... What she's saying now is the fact that she brought it back up.
Right.
And she's admitting it. As opposed to, like, should she and her sister have kept it a secret forever? This is all stuff that's, like... out of my zone of knowledge. I can't really, I have no valid opinion on this.
Right.
One thing that I'm really curious about, though, when it comes to, like, our narrator in this story, is she's like, oh no, I ruined my relationship with my mom. Oh no, my sister isn't even going to talk to me anymore. She said that she hasn't had contact with her sister for 7 years. She said that she and her mom already, like, don't talk and don't have the best relationship in that was it. So I'm like, there has to have been some kind of, like, inciting incident in some capacity that makes she, like, the fact that she's now like, oh no, no one's talking to me. I'm like, they weren't talking to you before. Like, what is this?
Right.
Yeah. I with every Reddit story, I'm always like, what is OP leaving out? Mm-hmm. What is being twisted? You know, like, I think that's always the case.
Yeah.
Even when they are so in the right. The top comment here is it's strange that you pretend it's just your sister's lie. Sure, she came up with it, but you went along with it and spread the lie. At least take half responsibility. Someone underneath that replied and said, OP is lying. No other way about it. There is no way she doesn't know why her twin cut her off. 7 years estranged from her twin who moved out at 21. It is a lot for a 21-year-old to make a decision like that. At least it seems like it would be to me. OP didn't talk about the family dynamic at all either. OP is definitely the asshole and selfish to boot to bring it up in that manner at that time.
That's a take as well.
It's a take. It's an intense take. Someone else said, I can't wrap my head around why you thought telling the truth behind why you lied and damn near got taken away from your parents would have been a good idea, no less at a dinner meant to reconnect with your immediate family due to your dad's declining health. Your inability to self-reflect in any regard is damaging your relationships, and I seriously suggest you look in the mirror before you have no family left. You're the asshole.
Intense.
Yeah. I don't know. This is just like, I got to think about this one.
Yeah, like, this is like intricate family drama stuff that we don't have details on. So it's like, it's hard to, like, take a stance when it's like, I don't know what's going on. Like, there's so much that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, you're not at fault for anything you do at 9 years old. There's a lot going on in this one. I mean, with every Reddit story we read, I'm always like, I need a week before I have, like, my true feelings on it.
Yeah, right.
Like, exactly. I'm reading for the first time. This is my reaction. And my reaction to this is, what?
Yeah.
I hadn't considered that she might have been intentionally lying, though. Like, sometimes you have, like, an unreliable narrator where she's like, my sister was really mean to me and my, you know, I don't know why this happened. I'm like, maybe it was traumatic, maybe she doesn't remember. But the fact that people are like, no, you're intentionally leaving stuff out, that does shift things for me. I don't know if I believe it or not, but that whether she's doing it intentionally or not, she is leaving out so much. So,
yeah. And I mean, I think the point with Reddit posts is to go off the information you have.
Right. Yeah.
Like it's because it's really more of just like dealing with hypotheticals as an anonymous person. We don't know them. It just feels like, given the information she gave us, it's like there is a lot of emotion back to this. This feels like the beginning of like a novel where it's like, okay, we're about to uncover everything that's going on here. Because right now I'm like, there's 1,000 pages that you need to tell us about.
It starts at a funeral, and then it's like, oh, did you hear Peggy showing up? I didn't think Peggy would be here. And then, like, chapter two is, like, their relationship. You see what happens. Yeah. Then it ends with the funeral again. And
this is probably... Yeah,
that's good.
This probably feels like one of the most...
Hey, write that.
I will.
This feels like one of the most loaded stories I've ever read.
Yes.
Where I'm like... so much going on with so little given to us.
I'm curious what Morgan's community thought of this.
Right.
I'm so curious what Morgan's community thought. I'm also curious, let us know in the comments what your thoughts on that one are, because I don't know what to make of it. All right. Final story.
Hope there's a prank.
This one comes from our relationships.
Our relationships.
Our relationships. Mm. This comes from the subreddit relationships. This is a 26-year-old woman. My boyfriend, who's 27, his sister, who's 28, filled my yard with gnomes. I got rid of them after 2 months. Boyfriend is furious. I'm not sure what to do. My boyfriend's sister, Chrissy, pulled a prank on me 2 months ago. She left about 50 gnomes in my front yard. No warning, they were just there. I called people up and asked them, but no one would tell me. I guess this is part of the prank. I fucking had no clue what was going on. Eventually, the kids in the neighborhood started picking them off, so I brought them inside my garage. Two of them were pretty cute, so I cleaned them up and put them in the house. I waited for someone to come clean, but no one did. After 3 weeks, I decided I was going to just donate them. A few friends asked if they could have some, and I let them. I started giving them to people who commented on one being interested or cute. I told my boyfriend about my army, and he laughed. I thought he might have done it, but he said he honestly didn't, so I believed him. Well, he went on a 4-week trip with his family to Europe. I got a few emails from him, but we were both busy. I went on a trip myself for work and for pleasure. So when he got back, he asked how the gnomes were treating me, and I let him know most of them had found new homes. He got really silent and asked how many I had left. I told him 10. He asked who took them and said we needed to get them back. I was confused. It had been 2 months, and the gnomes were kind of a funny story, but I don't remember everyone who took one, let alone the kids who picked about 10 off the lawn. He then told me they belonged to Chrissy, who thought I had just stored them in my garage, which is why she didn't pick them up before the trip. Chrissy is his sister. Apparently, Chrissy has been pulling the gnome army pranks for years, and I am the bitch who gave away her army. My boyfriend was furious with me and asked why I would do that. I told him he should have come clean and I would have just kept them in my garage for her to pick up later. He said it wasn't how the prank worked.
Them's the rules.
Sure.
You don't know the gnome rules. 5,000 years ago, the gnomes began.
The gnome wars. First age.
He said he needs to rethink the relationship. He wants me to get them back as they are dear to Chrissy. Chrissy doesn't know yet. I am not sure what to do about this. I had a few people offer to return their gnomes, but the rest of the people said they gave them away to so-and-so and didn't know where they were now. This is such a surreal situation, I have no fucking clue what to do about it. I don't see how I was wrong, but I feel bad. So what can I do? You can do nothing. What the fuck?
What?
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 Yeah.
What?
That's not how the prank works. You left your 50 gnomes with someone for 2 months? Isn't that what she said?
That's the thing too. That was what I was saying about, like, you have to come clean at some point for it to be a prank. She's literally like, did you do this? And that was after some time. He's like, how are the gnomes treating you? She's like, good, did you do this? He's like, no. Yeah, she gets rid of them.
Yeah.
Bro.
Where are you going to store 50 gnomes? It's like, if you're going to do that, pick them up the next day. Or like the day after. Or like a week later.
No, this is how I would do this prank.
Okay.
How does the prank...
Here's how I would have done this prank. Mm. 50 gnomes on the yard. It's like, what the fuck? Why are there 50 gnomes here? Holy shit. They go to work. I come pick up all the gnomes.
drive away. They come back from work, the gnomes are gone, and then you never address
it. No one ever.
Then you address it a month later, and you go, I left the gnomes there.
Like, that's pretty good.
Because then it's zero responsibility. Mm-hmm. Though also, a prank is definitely not fun if you give them responsibility.
Give them a chore to do.
Yeah. Like, that's
now you have to raise a puppy.
Right.
Like, I live in an apartment. Like,
yeah, what the hell, man? That's hilarious. Like, it's kind of the equivalent of the advice of, like, don't lend money unless you expect not to get it back.
Right.
Don't prank someone with 50 gnomes on the lawn unless you expect to not get those gnomes back. Like, what? Because, yeah, like, teenagers in a neighborhood are going to steal.
Of course.
Teenagers are going to steal a gnome if they see 50 on a lawn. They're going to.
That's too many.
They're going
to take them.
So in my home growing up, there was a concrete gnome disembodied head just sort of chilling in our bonus room. And my teenage rapscallion of a sister had apparently knocked it off and stolen it with her teen friends.
Yeah.
Wearing their Jenko jeans and blasting their Rob Zombie.
Wow.
It just happens. It's a generational thing. We all remember our first gnome kill.
Yeah.
You mount it up on the wall and you
showed off as a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Showed off as a trophy.
Some comments. They have no reason to try and hold you accountable for not following the unreasonable rules of a game you didn't know about.
Right.
Yeah.
Know them about.
They have no reason to try and hold you accountable for not following the unreasonable rules of a game you didn't know about. Give back the gnomes you have, but don't feel like you have to acquiesce and go out of your way to try to recover the gnomes that are lost. That's not your business. They left a bunch of stuff on somebody else's property, unannounced and unidentified, and you shouldn't be blamed for cleaning up your property. OP responded, I am willing to give back the ones I have and have gotten three back from people. I also think it'd be so funny if someone gave me a gnome. They're like, you want this like gnome? I'd be like, yeah. And then like weeks later, they're like, can I get that gnome back?
Gnome back?
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Prank, yeah.
That's a prank in itself. Yeah. I'm going to need that gnome
back. I'm going to need that gnome back.
You got me. All right.
I owe some money to some bad people. I'm going to need that gnome back. The Fey Court is pissed.
Your boyfriend said he needed to rethink the relationship over this, something so ridiculous. Obviously, you two have bigger problems than just this. If he's willing to break up over it, he is completely in the wrong. Who plays a prank with something that's supposed to be so important to them, and then it keeps it a secret for 2 months? Lastly, someone said, I got nothing. This is the funniest damn thing I've seen all day. LOL. OP said, I can see why it would be. It is a funny joke, but what the fuck do I do with that many gnomes?
Right.
Also, like, don't leave a bunch of gnomes and then, like, be like, all right, we're going on a 4-week trip and we're just getting out of the country. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Also, like, I don't know, you know, we all hear tales about dragons and castles in Europe. They have Wi-Fi now. The fact that she was like, oh, yeah, I got a couple emails from him. I'm like, from your boyfriend?
What
a couple emails over a month?
Relationship?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what is this? And also, like, I do imagine that the boyfriend probably saw his sister do this for years and was like, can I have the gnomes to do something? She's like, yeah, don't screw it up. There's a specific way I do it. And he's like, I know how the gnome thing works. And then he does it and he forgets a crucial step of picking them up again.
Yeah.
And he leaves them. And then that's why he's like, that's not how it works. Because like, he's mad at himself.
There is an update. So
they're sentient.
They're real people.
They're real.
They're known for their
Those
bickering.
Were paid actors.
Can I get that paid actor back? Know that actor I lent you?
Okay. Update. I decided to bite the bullet and talk to Chrissy. I brought the gnomes I had to her house and knocked on the door. Chrissy's mom answered and asked me in. I was tired of the immaturity and mind games. My boyfriend has been sending me threatening, get me more gnomes, bitch, type texts.
What? Sorry.
Whoa.
Give me my fucking gnomes. I could see a lot of red flags or red hats if you are so inclined.
I like that.
That's
red,
good.
Red cap is a type of fake. Okay, sorry.
I wanted Chrissy to have her gnomes back and just get it over with. When I handed Chrissy's mom the open box, she asked where I got these. She seemed really upset I even had them. I told her the story, pretty much what I said in the last post, but with some more detail. Her reply was, Joe has been telling a totally different story. She seemed really hurt about the whole thing, and while I wanted to make a quick getaway, I was fucking curious, blah, blah, blah. Chrissy's mom told me a little bit of the background. I am not going to repeat everything she said, because some of it's sad and pathetic and a little too dark for a post about a gnome invasion. The gnome army belonged to Chrissy's late boyfriend, Steve. Steve and Chrissy used to put them in people's yards and then demand another member for their army. So the gnomes came from people Steve and Chrissy knew over a period of about 5 years. Steve passed away. Chrissy stopped the gnome pranks and put them into storage. She has not pulled the prank in almost 2 years now, but freaks out if someone mentions getting rid of the gnomes or even moving the box. I felt like an asshole, but Chrissy's mom thanked me for bringing some of them back. She did say the annoying line, "You should have kept them even if you didn't know who they belonged to." No. She did say she was going to replace the gnomes in the boxes with other ones and hope Chrissy didn't notice. Not sure this is a smart idea. She said she wanted to believe me, but that this is likely the last time she would want me in her house. Gee, thanks. I said that was fine. I had no intention of staying in a family who pulled weird pranks then blamed the victims. One bridge burned, I mean. I understand she is likely upset because Chrissy apparently doesn't handle any mention of Steve well. She is likely going to be upset and never speak to the person at fault again, which is likely me. How I got them out of a storage unit 3 hours away? The mystery will likely haunt their family for years. As for my now ex-boyfriend, I went to his house and asked him why he pulled the prank. His answer was stupid and telling. He wouldn't answer me, and he wouldn't tell me what was going on. He said he just wanted to do something cute. Then it got out of hand, and he thought I would keep them. Something about having his own little secret made him happy. I got my things from his room and left. I told him that our mutual friend Jake would bring his stuff by at a later time. Jake agreed to this and said Joe's story was BS. I guess Joe told people I got the gnomes out of the storage unit and put them in the yard to get a attention. That totally makes sense.
What?
Okay.
I guess it was spiteful to do, but I did send Chrissy a message on Facebook. Chrissy, I don't think we will be friends after this. I know you want to believe your brother, but I did not take your gnomes. I did not know why they were in my yard or even that you had them. Please understand, I would never aim to hurt, steal, or take from you. Your brother admitted to putting them in my yard, though I have no idea why he did it. I got an okay back. Then she blocked me. I blocked Joe and his family. I'm not sure what to do now, but it has been a really interesting few weeks for sure.
Wow.
That dude's a piece of shit.
That dude's a huge piece of shit. And I'm kind of surprised this family is believing him. Because it's like, it's true. It's like, oh, I got these gnomes out of a storage unit 3 hours away that I'm not.
Yo, you're committing to the,
What the hell? Like,
I think sometimes it's easier, even if they like deep down know it. Like, the alternative is like, okay, cool, they're cool with her, who probably won't be with him anymore, but like, for them, it's probably nice that she's a scapegoat, because the alternative is, oh, sorry, Chrissy, your brother betrayed you for this, like, memento of this, you know, partner that you lost, and then they're ruptured forever.
Yeah.
And just, that's so messy.
It's super messy. It's sad. That took
more gnomes.
That took a crazy turn.
Sad and horrible turn.
Yeah, I love that tradition that they had.
That's so sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like, but the brother was disrespecting that tradition so hardcore. And then also just seems like a careless douchebag.
My favorite song.
Because he knew the weight of those gnomes, and he brought them over and then left them for 2 months. It's like, dude, like, and 10, like, the part that I feel like got left out and was not being addressed is like, 10 of them were stolen.
Yeah.
It's like 10 of those gnomes were stolen.
If they're there for 2 months, like a night is a risk where you're like, okay, I left it for a night. Someone walked off with a couple. That sucks. But like, okay, 2 months is like free gnomes.
Yeah. And it just feels like that got glided by. Like they would have been all just as upset if 10 were gone.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know. I understand there's a lot of weight to the grief and stuff, but it's like the brother is really the asshole here.
For sure.
And just being a piece of shit. Wow.
That was the closest, at least that one had a story about a prank in it.
There was a prank involved in that.
We've heard through a multiple like third party sources that there was a prank.
Holy crap. You know, when we started this and it was like pranks, I was like, what kind of silly stories are we going to read?
Right.
These
are intense. Nuts.
Not a good prank in all of them. Let us know in the comments which one was clearly the worst one to you. I think it's not hard.
Type it anyway, I guess, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Type it. Let us know. Let us know, actually, comment down below if there was a good prank that was ever pulled on you or that you pulled.
Yeah.
It could be a silly little one, but just any.
I have one good one to end on a fun, sweet note.
I'd love that.
At theater camp,
Who's surprised? We used to do this thing where with other camp counselors, if it was someone's birthday, you'd blow up a bunch of red balloons and like write sweet things on it and fill their room to the brim with it. So when they opened up the door, it's like a deluge of balloons. They're all like, we love you. You're so smart. You're so cool. It's like, oh, you got me. My room is ballooned. And it has all sweet things in it.
That's great.
I did break my toe doing it.
Damien, it's supposed to end on a good note.
All right.
Just kidding. Pranked. I really did.
Well, thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for having me. I love what y'all do here. Thank you for having me. Love the show.
This has been a fun time. And thank you for watching. And let us know what other themes and subreddits, because prank theme, boy, that's some good stuff.
Ooh.
So what are some other types of stories you want to hear? Because I'm sure they're out there on Reddit. We'll see you next time. Get out of here. Bye.
I hope your Saturday breakfast was good.
Yeah. Waffles.
With shit on them.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.